Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The new movie 42, which opens today, celebrates Jackie Robinson, who broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball when he signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1946. But a less celebratory piece of Robinson's history involves the Red Sox a year earlier, when he and two other players from what were then called the Negro Leagues tried out at Fenway Park but never made the team. Baseball writer Glenn Stout is here to tell us why that is. And Glenn, years after that tryout, Jackie Robinson said, "We knew we were wasting our time." What was he talking about?
Well, he knew even several days before the tryout took place that it was going to be a sham. He knew that there was absolutely no chance that either he or the other two players who tried out were going to be signed by the Red Sox. But Robinson was savvy enough to realize that a tryout like that, even if it was a sham, was important to the ongoing cause. He, in fact, had a tryout with the White Sox back in 1942 that was similarly a sham.
If Red Sox management at the time wasn't serious about hiring black players, why did they bother going through the motions of the tryout?
Well, they bothered going through the motions of the tryout because Isidore Muchnick, who was a Boston city councilor, put pressure on them. Muchnick was a man who was very much concerned with social justice. And as a Boston city councilor, you had some influence on the Red Sox because they needed a variance to be able to play baseball on Sundays. And Muchnick was able to use that pressure to publicly back Red Sox general manager Eddie Collins into a corner, asking him why the Red Sox had never given a tryout to a black player.
Glenn, you've written a lengthy and detailed historical recount of this tryout episode, and you identify Tom Yawkey, who owned the Red Sox for decades, as a major reason why the team remained all white for so long. Did he ever publicly address the lack of black Red Sox players for so much of the team history?
He tried to dodge ever saying anything too definitive about the subject, except to say that he didn't have any feelings against African-American players himself, and in fact, he employed many of them on his estate in South Carolina. However, in 1965, he did give an interview where he said that, you know, basically after the tryout, blacks heard about the Red Sox and really didn't even want to play for them. And that's how he tried to make up for the fact that even after baseball was integrated, the Red Sox waited until 1959.
That was Pumsey Green.
That was Pumsey Green, who finally broke the color bar for the Red Sox. But, you know, in any organization, the buck stops at the top.
Jackie Robinson, of course, went on to have an exceptional career in the major leagues. 6 World Series, 6 All-Star games. He was named the National League's most valuable player. Did the Red Sox ever acknowledge making a mistake by not hiring him?
Not during his lifetime, absolutely not. You can make the argument that when Jackie Robinson finally joined the Dodgers, for the first 4 or 5 years of his career, he was probably the best player in baseball. The Red Sox, in the late 1940s and early 1950s, just narrowly missed winning several pennants and world championships. They lost the only World Series they played in during that time. Had you had Jackie Robinson on the field with players like Ted Williams, Bobby Doerr, I think you would have had a lot more pennants hanging over Fenway Park.
That's baseball writer Glenn Stout. Glenn, thanks very much.
Thank you.